Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are backstage for US 99 Stars and Strings inside the Duncan Lounge. Scotty McCurry, hi, pal.
What's going on, man? How are you?
Good. Scotty, just came in off the bus, and I know that you were staying on bus the entire afternoon. What was the game you were just watching? Are you doing Red Zone, or was it specifically Chiefs and Patriots?
Oh, well, earlier in the day, it was Red Zone, but yeah, okay. my Pats were playing, so not looking so good either.
You're really a Patriots fan?
Yeah, my dad's from Boston.
Oh, man.
You knew that.
I didn't set you up. I'm just like, okay, the Patriots have won so many times. Give us a little love, okay? You don't have to win. The Patriots are 10-2 as of right now.
I know. Like the worst 10-2 team ever, but they'll get it back. I don't know. It's not looking so good, though.
You know what? I think Tom Brady is going to play another 5 years, don't you?
It's fine by me. Yeah, I'd be fine if he played till he was 60. So it's cool.
Well, it's good to see you again. This is our final show of the year. It's a Christmas theme, and so I wanted to ask you some Christmas questions because I'm sure you're getting the decorations up at the house with your wife and things.
Yeah, we just did it the other night.
Frosty the Snowman or Rudolph?
We watched Rudolph as we put the ornaments on, so yeah.
Okay, so you choose Rudolph instead of Frosty?
I think so.
Okay, fruitcake or eggnog?
Ooh, probably the eggnog.
Yes. Yeah. Do you spike it with anything?
Oh, sure. Oh, we just get, don't they have like the premix, the jack?
Oh, you do the premix?
Yeah, I mean, it's just easy. Other stuff. Yeah.
Less hassle, right?
Exactly.
Like, I don't want to walk through Costco
less
and get all the things. It's one thing. What about the Grinch or Cindy Lou Who?
Wow. Well, at the end, they all came together and it was all love. Probably Cindy Lou Who, I guess. She was holly and jolly the whole year round, so yeah.
Yeah, why would someone steal her presents like that?
I know, yeah, don't go stealing her presents. I sing Christmas songs, literally, White Christmas is in my head all year long. Ask anybody on the bus, they're like, what's the one song Scotty won't stop singing?
It's all year long?
It's like a cross of the Bing Crosby and Elvis Presley version. I can't get it out of my head.
Well, see, that's what I was going to segue into. If there was one Christmas song that you could sing with Elvis if he was still alive, a duet, what would it be?
Oh, wow. Well, White Christmas is what I sing all the time, but if you're going to do an Elvis Christmas song duet with the King, it'd have to be Blue Christmas, right?
Well, I mean, that's his signature. What's your signature? What's the Scotty take on it?
Oh, okay. Well, actually, we're going to throw an Elvis Christmas song into the set tonight.
Okay.
So should we leave you wondering? Or
yeah, leave us wondering.
Okay. We'll throw it in there for you.
Actually, you're going to tell me off camera, but for folks watching on radio.com, they're going to have to wait and see the show.
Yeah, wait and see. We'll throw it in there. So, yeah, it's my favorite song to sing.
For me, I always love The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Andy Williams. I could hear it in the middle of June and say, oh, this is the greatest 3 minutes that I've had all day, because it just gets you in the spirit, right?
Close your eyes and it's snowing outside. It's perfect.
Have you finished your shopping? Have you started your shopping?
Yeah,
are you stressed about your shopping?
Yeah, all the above, except for the finished part. No, I have some ideas. I keep like a list on my phone for like.
Do you really?
At least for my wife, you know, just like little things she might mention in the mall or like just in passing.
Okay.
So
you're already above husband level. Because my wife will send me a text being like, hey, I saw this like the Today Show steals and deals. I want this. Think about it for Christmas. Right. Well, so I remembered though, and I clicked the link and I bought it. But I told her, I'm like, oh, babe, by the time I got the text message, I clicked, it was all sold out. Sorry, honey.
Oh.
So she's disappointed, but she'll be surprised on Christmas
morning.
Oh,
that's a good move though.
Right?
There you go. Yeah, that's a great move.
Do you have one thing that you're hoping to get for Christmas this year? Do you guys do big gifts or do you go more for experiences? Because you're on the road and touring and in the studio so much, I would think that when you have time with just you and your wife, you might just want to kind of disappear.
Yeah, we like to, right now our vacation would be home. We're like, she's a nurse at Duke Hospital, so we're, it's like normally sometimes our schedule works out, but like the last 3 months, like when I'm working, she's off, and then when I'm home, she's working, like it just hasn't kind of meshed, so we just want to be home this year. But the one thing I've asked for, oddly enough, I'm not really much of a reader my whole life, but in the last 2 months, I've been reading a lot.
Okay.
So I've asked for a little book light to go over my book or my bed. So.
What was the last thing you're reading? What are you reading?
I'm reading James Patterson, Jack and Jill. I just finished up Along Came a Spider and then Kiss the Girls. And like, I'm all into that series right now.
Now, are you someone who can wake up at 8 o'clock and say, I'm going to read for 10 hours straight?
No. Heck no, no.
Or are you just doing a little pockets?
A little pockets. And for me, like planes. Like on the plane, that's like my spot, my time to do it. And But then I'll, like, if I get into it, like, the other night I was reading till like, 1 in the morning. She's like, can you turn the light off?
Yeah,
like,
dude. I'm trying to go to sleep. I want to sleep.
Exactly. So, book light. That's on my list.
What was the last TV show that you binge-watched that you wish that you could get the next season, even though you're finished with it and it's not coming out yet?
Ooh, Yellowstone.
What's that?
Wow, Kevin Costner. And they're out on this ranch in Montana, and it's just, like...
What channel is it?
It's Paramount. But okay. It's out there on one of those Hulus or Amazon or something, but... It's like a modern-day Cowboys and Indians.
Okay,
like
so Yellowstone. So that's your recommendation for me?
It's amazing.
All right, I'm going to flip it around. Living with Yourself on Netflix with Paul Rudd. He goes to improve himself, and it turns out that they make a clone of him, and then it's like him and his clone and his wife and the whole relationship thing and workplace and everything.
Oh, wow.
First season, 8 episodes we binge-watched in 2 days on Netflix.
Two
Living
days.
With Yourself, Paul
really?
Rudd. Oh, is that good?
All right. I need to check it out. I haven't heard of that yet, so I need to check that out.
Living with Yourself.
Living with Yourself. I will add it to the list.
So the new song we're playing on US 99 is In Between.
Yeah.
You're doing some Christmas songs tonight. We'll hear that.
For sure.
One other thing that we can look forward to or maybe that you're really excited about coming up in 2020 because we're less than a month away from the new decade.
Isn't that nuts? Yeah. My goodness. That's crazy to think about. Well, in a week and a half, we're going to start recording for the next album. So
Nugget. Hey, right there. Heard it here first.
There we go. Exactly. So I'm excited. I've been listening to songs for like the last month, been writing a lot. So I'm excited to start recording, I guess, before the end of the decade, but excited to kind of have new music for the new decade.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
We're excited
to
see you on stage.
Thank you for the invite. I can't wait. It's going to be a big night.
Scotty McCreery with US 99 Stars and Strings backstage in the Duncan Lounge. Peace.
Peace.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.